Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is another day on our daily devotional sharing. I use this opportunity to greet all the parents across board. Covering greetings to all of you. This morning, we are going to continue on our subject, the 10 virgins. But we are going to look at why one was wise and why the other group was foolish. Let us turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 25. I will read from verse 2. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. In the name of Jesus, Father, may you add your blessing to this word. Bless it abundantly. Make it fruitful. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, brethren, as we saw yesterday, when we laid the foundation on the 10 virgins. Today, we want to look at what really made one wise and what really made the other group foolish. We saw in the Bible that five were wise and five were foolish. Now, the Bible identifying itself with the number five alone talks that these virgins were people who have received a certain grace. These virgins were good people. These virgins had a grace. And let me highlight here, these virgins, as we saw it, is far different from being a tar. They are not people that I would say that they are worthless and will not make heaven. When we study the scriptures, we saw that the elect, though the bride, or the wife of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will be picked up in the rapture, actually stands for the real typical first class saints. There will be other saints who will live on this earth and will have to go to the tribulation. So when we are talking about these virgins here, they are not virgins that I would say that they are perishable. They are virgins to the word of God. But something made one wise and something made one foolish. When we study the scriptures, the Bible says that a wise man will increase in learning. Hallelujah. And the Bible said in Psalm 119, verse 98, that your commandment made one wise, even wiser than his or her enemies. So you see that every true believer has some kind of wisdom in that person. The foolish or the wise virgins didn't actually become wise on the journey. They were either foolish or they were either wise at the start. Hallelujah. And that's why a predestinated child, a seed of God, is a seed of God. Somebody who is born of the Holy Ghost, who is foreknown and predestinated. The Bible let us know that those that he foreknew, he also predestinated. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So the wise virgin actually had something that the foolish virgins have really rejected, or the wise virgins are really enjoying something that the foolish virgins could not. So the foolish virgins found themselves in a situation that they least expected. Hallelujah. Now, when we look at the word of God, as we saw in the example of Esther, who was one of the seven virgins who were to meet King Ahasuerus. King Ahasuerus here stands for our Lord Jesus Christ, the kingship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these maidens who were to meet the king, the Bible says that in the time of the evening, it was the turn of Esther. Now, when Esther had her turn, the Bible says that Esther, who stood as the one that was favored, the Bible said that there was something on Esther. Esther was really thoughtful. Esther was well prepared. Esther had a character that she well knew of the situation that she found herself. So as a wise virgin, one thing that we have to know is that a wise virgin is very thoughtful. A wise virgin is well prepared and know it well about the situation that he or she find herself. So brother, sister, if you are hearing me this morning, you should know that as a wise virgin, you can't live foolishly. You can't live thoughtlessly. You have to be intentional in your action with the word of God. The wise virgin knew it very well. As you saw yesterday, that if there should be a time that the bridegroom should linger, their lamps will go off. And for that matter, they need an extra oil. So when you study the Bible, the wise virgins, they had an extra vessel oil that they carried. The foolish virgins, they were not people who didn't have oil in their lamp. They had oil, all right, but they didn't have an extra oil. That was the difference. The foolish virgins, they were just satisfied with what they could get. The foolish virgins, they were just satisfied with their oil, and they never thought of having an extra oil. That's why, believers, we have to know that sensation is not enough. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost that the Lord has placed in you is not to have just some sensation. It's not just to speak in tongues. It's not just to have something that will satisfy for today. No. We are talking about the indwelling Holy Ghost. Some people are just enthusiastic. Just about a charismatic move. Hallelujah. And when we see this oil is a particular oil, which is the olive oil, and that is the Holy Ghost. That must be in a believer all the way. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So the wise virgins, when we study the scriptures, the wise virgins and the foolish virgins were different, not because of anything, but because of their personal attitude towards the care of their lambs. That made them different. The wise virgins, when they were in the journey, I believe that both of them could have the intention that they are going to meet the groom. But the Bible says that when it came that time lingered and they will have to wait. And that was where their raw character really showed. Brother, sister, this parable meant much to you and I as a bride who is preparing to meet the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we study, you will see that this parable really has to do with our preparation towards the Word of God. How are we receiving this Word? The reality of these virgins was shown when they were the presence of the forerunner or the friend of the bridegroom who came and said, "Go ye and meet the groom." Hallelujah. When the foolish woke up, they saw that their lamp was getting dimmed and they need an extra hour. Hallelujah. This morning, I bring you these tidings for you to know that, as the Bible said, that a wise man increases in learning. A wise person is sensible and prudent. She is steadfastly taking an inventory of herself in her relationship with the Lord as God illuminates him or her. Hallelujah. But it is not so with the foolish. Brother, sister, are you taking inventory of your life? What is your relationship with God? What is your relationship with the Word? What is your relationship? Hallelujah. It's not about religion. It's not about sensations. It's not about what gifts. But what is your real relationship with the Word? Are you increasing in learning? One attitude of the foolish virgin is that they have closed themselves to anything to go the extra mile. So, in a typical way, the foolish virgins have stopped. They have stopped. Hallelujah. But the wise virgins were very thoughtful and they had an extra hour. And this extra hour was an answer from which the Spirit of God leads them in the inspired Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So when we study the story of Esther, the Bible says that Esther had grace and favor before the king. Hallelujah. Among these seven maidens who met the Lord, the Bible says that in the evening time, typically when we study the bride in this age, in the evening time, hallelujah, when the bride of God will have to make herself with a decision in the Word of God on meeting the friend of the bridegroom, the wise virgins had a thoughtful play. They had an extra hour. Are we ready to move extra? Many people in the message today will say that, oh, what they had from the prophet is enough. But is that really what God wants us to have? Is that we have to go the extra mile in the Word? Are we ready to move with the Holy Ghost? Are we ready to move in the inspired Word of God? Are we really taking a thoughtful decision in this spirit? Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Now, before I bring my devotion to a close this morning, the wise virgins were always full of the Holy Spirit. They were full of their all. Their all never gave them. They always make sure that the all that they had doesn't go dim. They were very thoughtful of their relationship with their Savior in the Word of God. They know that their oil vessels must always be with them to have a constant supply of the flame. So as a wise virgin, we have to be so trained and prepared to what the Lord is doing. But the foolish virgins were never filled with the Spirit, but just had what they need. The foolish virgins were just full of identifying themselves with anything. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. The foolish virgins were just enough with their sensations. The foolish virgins were just enough with their Pentecostalism and the charismatism. But this way that we believe goes beyond Pentecostalism and charismatism, or just identify ourselves with the prophet of Malachi 4:5. But we have to go on, go the extra mile, deeper in the Word of God, because the Bible says that the Spirit is given to guide and lead us into all truth. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. The wise and foolish, the wise and the foolish heard the message. They heard the message of the bridegroom. But how did they understand it is what really made them wiser and foolish. Hallelujah. So I pray this morning that may the Lord grant us the grace, the unction in the extra oil that keeps a believer's lamp burning. Lord, should be our portion this morning. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the peace ever dwell with us as we run through this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.